Fresco Cycle by Roberto Doderisio. Of the cycles of wall paintings that decorated the church, detached in the early 1950s and put back in place following restoration in 1993, two for a long time were attributed to Giotto. They are instead the work of Roberto Doderisio, one of the greatest Neapolitan painters of the Giottesque school in the 14th century. They line the walls and the vault of the first bay of the nave and, though by the same hand, must be set in different periods. The chronologies assigned to the frescoes vary considerably. Some scholars confidently place them in the second half of the century, and probably even after the year 1370. Earlier proposals instead dated the biblical stories of Joseph the Jew and of Moses, on the walls, to the years 1340 to 1343, while the latest cycle, in the vault, of the seven sacraments and the triumph of the church were dated to the years 1352 to 1354. This would therefore mean a pictorial complex relatively close to Giotto's years in Naples, and still closely tied to his example and his models. The biblical stories of Joseph the Jew and of Moses reveal that the painter is updated on the frescoes of Giotto and Maso di Banco in the Bardi Chapel in Santa Croce in Florence, particularly concerning the spatial and architectural definition. The paintings were originally made up of six semi-lunettes. They present quite an articulated decorative apparatus. The scenes are framed by a triple ornamental fascia, formed by faux polychromous marbles alternated with empty hexagons. The episodes depicted are set in complex perspective architectural structures and are definitely also influenced by an acquaintance with the work of Pietro Cavallini in Rome. The themes confronted are in keeping with the room's former use as a courtroom, and this has constituted yet another element to date the paintings. The later cycle, which adorns the vault, illustrates the seven sacraments and the triumph of the church. Here we recognize King Robert of Anjou and his son, Charles of Calabria. The scenes are framed by fascia with plant motifs and compartments with the Angevin coat of arms decorated with the cross of Jerusalem. Here the painter enriches the language of Maso di Banco with new elements, first and foremost, the originality of the iconography. On one hand, the depiction references the religiousness full of superstition and sense of guilt provoked by the wave of the Black Death that had overwhelmed the entire peninsula, while on the other hand, it is expressed in images that grasp the liturgical aspect of the sacraments rather than the theological aspect. This approach permits the painter to adopt lively inserts and to contextualize the contemporary Neapolitan reality even in its most prosaic and material aspects. These frescoes represent the peak of the courtly and ornamental trend that we can find in the painting of Oderisio, who looked more directly to Simone Martini's student, Matteo Giovannetti, active in the palace of the popes in Avignon in 1344-1345, than to Simone Martini himself. They constitute an important element in the picture of the relationships between the Neapolitan art milieu and the international Gothic, enriching Giottesque culture with the novelties from Provence and Avignon, perhaps learnt directly at the papal court.